I can hear her now.
I was and did my Savior bleed, and did my soul reach and die. What he did but that scared him for such a world as I. He loves me, this I know, he gave himself to die for me, because he loved me, was it for crimes that I have done, he groaned up the tree, amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond the degree. He loves me. This I know. He gave himself to die for me because he loved me free reign. Thus might I hush but my blushing face while his dear cross appears. This all my heart in thankfulness and melt my eyes to tears. He loves me. This I know, that he gave himself to die for me because he loved me so sweet. But drops of grief can never repay the depth of love I owe. Here, Lord, I gave myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. He loves me. This I know. He gave himself to die for me because he loved me so.
Amen. Thank you, Sister. Can I sing
another? Yes, she
wants to. All right. That's about as pure as it gets right here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that made a wretch like me. I'm once was lost. Yeah. But now I'm found, was gone, but now I see, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved, 'tis grace that brought me. Thus far, and grace will lead me home through many dangers, toils, and snows. I have already come to grace we know, grace that brought. Okay, I'm sorry.
We know less days to sing his praise.
We have no less day to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen. Bless your heart, there, Sister Katie.
And I have one more.
You got another? All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. I didn't realize she had another. That's good, yeah.
Come hear me tell the story. Paul and Silas loved so well. How Jesus left his home above and came on earth to be well. He loved me so. He loved me so. He gave himself a brand new soul just because he loved me so. 'cause he loved me so. I'm glad you, dear Raiden, walk beside the galley hill, he calls for me to follow. I will walk with him below. He will never, never leave me just because he loves me. So, times I do not see him, I will trust and give him praise. He loved me, he loved me. So, he loved me, he loved me. So, he gave his life a random just because he loved me so. He loved me so. I will sing his boundless mercy, oh, and the beauty of his ways. If at and no matter where he leads me, it is best for me, I know. I will, times I do not see him, I just will trust and give him praise, lean up on his praise, just because he loved me so. He loved me, he loved me. He loved me so. He gave his heart at random so. Just because he loved me. He loved me. 'Cause he loved me so.
Amen. Thank you, Sister David. Had some help there. And Skyle and helped her there. They brought little children to Jesus that he might lay his hands upon them. And the Bible said the disciples rebuked them, and Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such the kingdom of heaven. And I'll tell you right now, it don't get no purer than little children. And that's about as pure a saying as you'll ever hear. Amen. All right. Thank you, Katie. She'd been working on them songs. I gave her that song book. And the reason I did is she had a desire to sing. And I'm trying to encourage and provoke her in that direction. And as a blessing. All right. We'll get our Bibles out tonight. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18. If you want to open up your Bible there with us tonight. Let me see if I can find that here. Genesis chapter 18. And we'll start our reading in verse 23. And there's a lot of text here. I cut a little bit of it off here that we might get to the point a little quicker, because I do have a lot I want to say tonight. It'd be a rather lengthy message. I can't really help it. I've got more here than I know what to do with. But Genesis chapter 18, starting in verse 23, and Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Be that far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. And this is our text tonight. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? I'll go ahead and read verse 26, even though I didn't have that included. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And I want to preach tonight where Abraham said, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And I'm going to preach tonight, I guess, on rights. I've about had rights up to here, so don't hold it against me. I'm just a man. But help me tonight. We'll pray and we'll preach. Lord, we draw, dear Father, tonight. Opportunity, Father, you've given, provided that we could preach tonight. Lord, we want to preach the Word of God. We want to preach it as it is indeed the Word of God. precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, what thus saith the Word of God. Lord, no man can preach, nor can he stand without the help of God. I do ask for that help tonight. I ask, dear Father, you'd undergird me. Lord, give to me. Lord, we don't necessarily have to use what I've wrote down. If you want to bypass that, Lord, I'm certainly, Lord, of that mind. Lord, whatever you want's what I want. Lord, I also not a novice. I have set in order many proverbs. Lord, for the purpose, Lord, of telling and forewarning people of things, Lord, coming upon us. Now, I do pray, dear Father, tonight you'd help me, Lord. Give me, Lord, I pray, anointing from on high. And give me, Lord, voice and utterance, dear Father, tonight. And I'll give you all the praise and all the glory. And bless your name and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We've come down to day and time. I don't know if anything's wrong anymore. Man, everybody's got rights. I know my rights. Man, according to the Second Amendment of our Constitution, I've got the right to bear arms. They're working on that. We've got an elected president right now who said he's evolving how he feels about homosexuals. And Brother Bobby, he said he's adamant about the rights of homosexuals and lesbians. Some things, they just ain't right. They can call it right, they can give rights, they can say I know my rights, but don't make it right. And it take me a while here, I'm going to stutter around a little bit, stammer around a little bit. Let me tell you a little bit about how wrong homosexuality is. Now this is in our time, our newspaper back home, y'all may have the same thing up here, I don't know. Two lesbian women, that's two wrongs, decided they wanted to have a child, and they realized the only way they could have a child is to get some man to help them, to provide seed, because they don't have seed. There was one man, Brother Bobby, dumb enough, and you don't know why I say that here in a minute, to consent to such a request to grant so that these two lesbian women could bear a child. So he provided the seed. I'm being discreet, yeah. He done that. When I said dumb enough to do that, now they sued him for child support. Yeah. And you ever seen the look on his face? I mean, here he is. He don't understand it. I mean, I'm trying to help you. You can't help someone like that. But he thought it'd be all right. I'll help you out. I'll help you get a child. And now he's going to pay child support. He looked to be pretty old. He's going to pay child support now until that baby reaches age 18. Now that's one of the lessons you can learn from some of this stuff. And that's why the Bible tells us not to make unions with that. Now, I know we've become diplomatic. Hey, listen, I don't know where in direction I'm going in. I'm so full right now, I don't know what to do. We've been making leagues and marriages, and we've been making all kinds of unions with things that ain't right, that don't make it right. But there is a difference between black and white. We've been trying to make everything gray, any kind of terms, you know, to get along. But there's some things that God says that are abomination, and homosexuality, it ain't right, it's an abomination. And those that think it's right and trying to make all kind of laws, are trying to pass laws. Y'all may not realize this, but this year, 2013, that I didn't want to spend one single day living in at midnight. At New Year's Eve in 2013, our president made it legal for same-sex unions, and they waited in line at midnight because someone told them it was okay now. Boy, they in for a rude awakening, ain't they, Mosh? Oh, me. But you know, just because the laws of men say something's right and the law of God says it's wrong, Peter said we ought to obey God rather than men. Sometimes you got to draw the line. You got to make and show that there's a difference between you and them. And God showed a difference between His people in Egypt and Goshen. They never went through any of the plagues, none of the plagues come upon Goshen, because God showed He made a difference between His people and Egypt. But Egypt, man, I'll tell you what, they paid dearly for disobeying God's will to let the people go. And finally, when Egypt was completely in ruins and nothing left, they decided they might do what they should have did to begin with and let Israel go. But anyway, I don't really want to preach about that. But they said, now it's okay for same-sex unions. It ain't okay. They just say it's okay. Sister Carolyn, they say it's okay now to sell marijuana. I couldn't even spell the word. I'm glad I can't. I don't even know how to spell marijuana. I never smoked it. I'm sure some do. Maybe some here tonight. I don't know. I ain't your enemy. I love you. I'm your brother in the Lord. And if I ain't your brother, I'm your friend. But they made it legal now, Molly. Now you can sell it. You can smoke it. Buy it. I don't know what we're coming to. I know where it's going to end up at. I know the Bible said righteousness exalteth the nation, Brother Alvis. And it says sin's a reproach to any people. And some reason or another, they think America's above that. But I'll tell you right now, God will have the final say. Amen. But this year right here that I didn't want to live one single day in, I'm just like you. I'm stuck here like serving time in prison. Jesus did say, occupy till I come. Well, I'm occupying, Sister Gayla. That's all I'm doing. I can't wait to hear the trumpet. John the Baptist called me yesterday and wanted to know if I knew anywhere he could come up with one of them cow horns. You know, like he used to call the fox dogs, fox hounds in, you know, one of them cow horn-like thing, you know, bugle-like thing there. And I said, I wished I did know where you could come up with one so you could blow it when we get out of here. Amen. You got one? Hallelujah, Brother Johnny. I found you one, brother. Amen. I'll tell you right now, I like to hear the trumpet call. Margaret, I was walking by my car yesterday and I did think I heard the trumpet call. I really did. I thought, was that a trumpet call I just heard? But I'll tell you right now, I am wanting to hear it. And I do know by the Word of God at the sound, Sister Molly, of the last trumpet, we're leaving out. I mean, I'm going to be a was then. Amen. I mean, I'm going to be here and not. Amen. The Bible said Enoch walked with God and was not because God took him. And one day, praise God, I'm going to be a was not because God's going to take me. And I thank God for that day. I'll hasten that day and look forward to that day.
Amen.
But they've legalized now by the law of man that same-sex marriages need to be recognized. And at midnight, they couldn't wait. They stood in line. I'll tell you what, boy, they couldn't wait to corrupt themselves in that ungodly union, that abomination that God will judge. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. He left evidence of that judgment. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 12, for those of you that might be listening by way of internet, you can take your good old King James Bible, you look up right there in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 12, and you can see how God feels about homosexuality. You can read also in the book of Jude, which is only one chapter, verses 15 through 18, and you can realize that God considers it an abomination. He doesn't consider it equal with marriage between one man and one woman. Amen. But, you know, just because they legalized something, that don't make it right. They voted in alcohol up here in Somerset. I heard Brother David Carr on King of Kings Radio. I heard him call out to people to pray and to withstand this. They put up signs and people stole the sign and threw them in the creeks. And they even broke the law to do it. They changed the precincts around somehow and made it legal to vote on it. But anyway, that don't make it right, amen. What do we do as Christians in an ungodly nation such as ours has become? I'll tell you what we do, buddy. We vex our righteous soul from the conversation of the wicked. Neither be we partakers of their evil deeds is what we need to do. But Peter said, judge ye, whether it be right to hearken unto men rather than unto God. Verse 20, he said, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Now, Abraham said, will not, get back to this, will not the judge of all the earth do right? And we want God to do right. I mean, buddy, it's a good thing God does do it right. I'd hate y'all see me incarcerated. I'd hate y'all see me go up in a puff of smoke. I'd hate y'all see me burnt to a crisp right here. I deserve it. I deserve to be serving time. I deserve to be in hell. But I'm glad God didn't do what I deserve. He done something I didn't deserve and gave me mercy and allowed me to be born again out of sin and into the family of God, that I'm no more a stranger but now a fellow citizen of heaven. I thank God that He does right, Brother Abbas. He let me live to the age of 34 years old, put up with all my sins and all my wickedness for one purpose, that I might come to myself one day and realize I was sinning against the love of God and submit myself to the will of God and repent of my wickedness and come out of that wickedness. And I tell you what, come in to the family of God and start living like a child of God. And I'm glad God does do right. But Hollywood, man, they portray God. Oh, me. Oh, God. And most people, man, I have to admit, Hollywood must know our mind. The Bible said the carnal mind that ended with God. And man, I'm telling you what, Hollywood, they make them movies and we look and man, we get a misconception of God. But I'll tell you what God is. He's love. That's what He is. The Bible said He loved us. The Bible says herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us, gave His Son to be propitiation by sin. And that little girl back there, Katie had just sung, I bet you she knows this verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Boy, God loves you. Make no mistake about it. I don't care what people's told you. And I thought God was my enemy. Man, I ain't kidding. I lived 34 years thinking God's my enemy. And He's my friend. Man, He loved me. And we want God to do right. Man, oh man, you look at all kind of places in the Bible. You look at Job, and man, why would God do that to Job? If God hadn't done what He done to Job, you'd never know what kind of man Job was. If you ever reach, bless you, Sister Carolyn, if you ever reach the place of maturity that Job was in, you can go through what Job went through.
Amen.
The problem is, we're such babies. If God does anything, we pout and soil up. And man, I tell you what, God's got to change our diapers and burp us and everything else. But I want you to know, Job is a good example of a mature man of God that knew where everything he had came from. And I tell you what, he didn't charge God foolishly. And he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord hath taken away. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. And he spoke like a mature Christian. I tell you what, I don't know what's my house may be burning right now, Brother Melvin. I just know this, if it is burning, the Lord will take care of me. David said, I've been young, now I'm old. And I've yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, Sister Carolyn, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Boy, you read verses like that, you can hang your soul on that and say, I'll tell you what, it'll be all right. I'm telling you, buddy, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said, lift up a standard against him. God does right. Yes, He does. But I'll tell you what, I don't know how in the world he stomachs some of the things that get thrown at him. We smear sin in his face and expect him to put up with it and stand there and be silent. Man, they spit in Jesus' face. Why in the world? God didn't destroy humanity. I don't understand it. But I'll tell you what, we want God to do right. But you better understand the difference between right and wrong before you do something. You know, Moses, he asked to see the glory of the Lord in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. He said, Lord, show me Your glory. And the Bible says in Exodus 34, next chapter, verses 5 through 8, it said the Lord passed by. Man, here Moses is. Man, he can't wait. Here comes the Lord. He passes by. He proclaims His goodness. Man, as He proclaims His goodness, He said a few things Moses wasn't expecting. One of the things He said He'll in no wise pardon the guilty. Let me see if I've got that wrote down here. He said He'll in no wise clear the guilty. Then He said, visiting iniquity the fathers upon the children to the children's children, fourth generation. But you better not take sin lightly. I want you to know God does not clear the guilty. God demands the guilty to come and ask forgiveness. And He said if they will, He said He would forgive. Amen.
Right.
But you know, this started way, way, way back there. Man, you read about Eve there. Genesis chapter number 3. You know, maybe Eve, through the subtlety and the persuasion of that serpent, maybe Eve, when God gave one commandment, not 10, when God said, of all the trees of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Maybe Eve, when the serpent, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, when he come and beguiled her, maybe he got to Eve to the point she said, well, you know, God, he wouldn't hold no good thing from me. And maybe Eve had the thought that maybe I know my rights. And maybe I do have a right to eat of that tree. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. A lot of people do a lot of things. And I don't know why they do them. But I'll tell you one thing. That persuasion, it didn't come from God. And that old serpent said, I'll tell you what. He said, if you do eat of that tree, you'll be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. And the Bible said that Eve saw that tree to be desired to make one wise. And she took and did eat of it. Gave to her husband. He did eat of it. But I'll tell you one thing. Through that sin entered into the world. God will do right, but they didn't do right. I don't know whether Eve said, you know, I know my rights, but they didn't make it right. They disobeyed God's commandment and they lost their home. Genesis chapter 3 verse 24 said God drove the man out. He lost his home. Yeah, God will do right. Maybe Cain. Maybe he thought he had rights. I mean, the Ten Commandments ain't been given yet. They only had one. They done broke it. But I'll tell you one thing. Cain was cold. God came to Cain and he said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. That's Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. The next verse, Sister Carolyn, he killed his brother Abel. He was warned in verse 7. If thou doest not well, shalt thou not be accepted. Verse number 8, he killed Abel, his brother. I don't know what Cain was thinking. But maybe Cain thought he had rights. Maybe he thought, I've got a right to kill my brother. I mean, he didn't have Exodus chapter 20, verse 17, I believe it is, thou shalt not kill. Maybe verse 13, Exodus chapter 20 gives the Ten Commandments. But he didn't have those Ten Commandments. I mean, by the Ten Commandments, we do know thou shalt not kill, but they took them out of school, and we've been sowing seeds of corruption. They're starting to show up now. But anyway, verse 8 said he killed his brother Abel. Verse 9, the next verse, where is thy brother? He was confronted about his sin, by the way. Don't take sin lightly.
That's
right. Numbers 32:23 says, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. Well, Cain's sin found him out. He was confronted. And God said, where is thy brother? And he said, am I my brother's keeper? This 7, he was told if he done well, he'd be accepted. Verse 8, he killed his brother. Verse 9, he was confronted. Verse 10, God said, what hast thou done? Verse 11, God said, thou art cursed. Verse 12, you're going to be a fugitive and a vagabond. Verse 13, my punishment's greater than I can bear. Don't tell me about rights when you do wrong. God will do right.
Yeah.
He said, Cain, if you do right, you'll be accepted. Cain didn't do right.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn, he became a fugitive because he wouldn't do right. Yeah, God will do right. The problem is not with God, the problem with us. The Bible said that God's light and in Him no darkness at all. The Bible said men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Neither come they to the light lest their deeds be reproved. The problem's not with God, the problem's with us. But I will tell you one thing, God's ready right now to judge the quick and the dead, His appearing. And I'm going to tell you, buddy, God is terrible in judgment. Don't meet God on any terms other than grace, mercy, and the blood that cleanses from all sin. Amen.
Yeah.
But we want God to do right. Man, I hear it all the time. Why would God do that? If God loved me, why am I like I am? You know, those homosexuals, and I do want to be discreet. I know we've got little children here tonight. I know HIV, you know, it's just, you know, it's not judgment. No, let's not say that it came from God. Let's be politically correct. It just, you know, it's just something that don't make no sense. I will tell you this, buddy. There is, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23. The Bible says sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. The Bible says awake to righteousness and sin not. The Bible says shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? It says God forbid. I'll tell you, God will do right. The problem is we need to do right. You know, we need to get back to what the Bible says we're supposed to do. We're supposed to live righteous, godly, soberly in this present world. Amen. We do right, God will do right. And if we don't do right, you might as well expect, buddy, to hear from God. Amen? Let me give you some thought here tonight. We're mature tonight. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 9, warning from God. Lest thou give thine honor unto others and thy years to the cruel. The same God that warned Cain. The same God that said, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? He said, but if you ain't careful, you're going to give your years to the cruel. I've saw men that was 25 years old or younger, Sister Molly, and they looked like they was 90 or 100 because of sin. They would not listen. They would not let the Lord be their God. They let the God of this world ruin their lives. They let the God of this world, buddy, I'll tell you what, take away their breath, their health, everything they had, and they blame God for it. Amen. I know this old cornbread preaching, but it's the truth. Amen. They blame God. Why would God do this to me? Put a bottle in their mouth, use their throat for a funnel, pour liquor down it, smoke dope, pop pills, man sleep around. Why would God do this to me? Don't God love me? Yes, He does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, He does. God does right. Problem's not with God. The problem is with sin in us. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. There's a whole lot more to that verse right there in Ephesians. You ought to read it sometime about what God said about us. But I want you to know, if you're not careful, now listen, I'm going to use great plainness of speech right here. If you're not careful, you're going to give your years to the cruel. Matthew chapter 8, verse 34 says, and his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors. I've been out to the hospital. I have. I'm a preacher. The Bible said about Jesus that He was acquainted with grief. I've been out there. I saw people. I saw how messed up their lives was. I saw them fighting for the bread. I saw them, boy, and I mean in such bad a state that you think, man, why can't they see? Why can't they see this situation as it really is? Ain't been very long ago. Right over close to where I used to live. Big sign on the door. No smoking. Oxygen in use. Woman walked in the house. Boom! Killed everybody in the house. You can put the sign up, but that won't stop them.
No.
Blow that house up, killed everybody, leveled that house and blow the windows out of all other houses. Sign on the door. Do not smoke. Oxygen in use. Brother Howard fired one up anyway. Went in the puff of smoke. Blame who you want to, but I'll tell you right now where the blame is. They didn't see the sign. They didn't read the sign. They didn't pay no attention. Blew themselves up. Done deal. Ain't nothing you can do about it. But I'll tell you, buddy, I've seen people that had been delivered over to the tormentors. I saw them push the button. I don't know if it was morphine or Demerol or whatever it was, but I saw them in such pain, they just kept hitting that button. Man, oh man. Didn't have to be that way, but I saw it. And I'll tell you right now, what I saw, don't tell me that sin don't have consequences.
Amen.
God will do right if you'll do right, but if you don't do right, beware. Amen. Acts 13, verse 40 said, beware. Lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. I just read you some from the prophets right there. And it said, if you ain't careful, you'll give your honor to others and your years to the cruel. I saw my own father go through that. I saw other men get what my daddy worked for. I saw my dad lose everything he had. That's sad. My dad, man, I hate to put this on there, but my dad left a loving wife. I was there the day he left her. I saw her tears. I saw her get down on her knees, Emmeline, and beg him not to leave. And I'm their only son. And I'm in horror. I can't believe this. I can't believe my dad would do the unthinkable. Left my wife. Left my mother for a harlot, but he did. Now, if you want to read your Bible, you can read a little bit about that. It said, by the means of a whorish woman, which is what this woman was. She wouldn't deny it. Says, by the means of a whorish woman, a man's brought to the price of a piece of bread. I saw that literally fulfilled in my father's life. The Bible said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes be not burned? I mean, it don't really take a rocket scientist to figure this out. But I'll tell you, buddy, I watched my dad. I saw him take a kind in sin. I saw him go deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm sitting there thinking, Dad, what's it going to take? He finally did come to himself. Didn't live much longer. But he finally did admit he was wrong. He told me himself. He said, son, I was wrong. And I said, Dad, I know that. I'm just waiting for you to figure it out. And he said, I want you to know I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me. I made a terrible mistake when I left your mother. Mom done passed away. But oh me, you see a situation like that. My dad was a very honorable man. All I had to do was say, I'm Bobby Wade's son, and I'd get away with murder. Man, my dad had a very high esteem name in Barron County. Not only did everybody know my father, everybody loved my father. But when my dad left my mother, his best friend, Gerald Gwynn, done graduated this life, came and confronted my father and told my dad, he said, you're wrong, and he was no friends no more. My dad left the best friend he ever had in this world. Left the best woman. My mother, and she is my mother, and I know my father, and I know my mother. My mother waited on my dad hand and foot. Like a slave. I mean, washed his clothes. Had his meals fixed. Sold his pants up if they ripped or whatever. She worked at Hammock and Sewing Factory, and she made all my clothes. And he left a loving, faithful, good wife, my mother, for a woman that wasn't fit for him to leave her for. I really want to go there. I'll probably end up getting the flesh, getting mad. But I'll tell you what, it should have never been.
Amen.
He gave his honor to others, Brother Melvin. He gave his years to the cruel, and I watched my dad literally die before my eyes. Man, oh man, how much leaven, little leaven, leaven. The Bible says in Psalms 32, verse 1, talking about the prophets, many sorrows shall be to the wicked. The Bible said God's angry with the wicked every day. The Bible said God has no pleasure in death of the wicked. Yeah, God does right. Oh yeah. I'm sick of this right stuff. I probably preach on this more than once. But the Bible said in Psalms 37, verse 38, the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. Yeah, God will do right. You better believe it. He'll do right. Proverbs 13, 15, the way of the transgressors is hard. John 5, 14, here's a man with 38 years of infirmity laying by the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus come by and said, will thou be made whole? And he made him whole, and he said, thy sins be forgiven thee, but he gave him this warning. He said, sin no more. Lest the worst thing come upon thee. You know why he lay there for 38 years? God said, sin no more. Brother Leroy, he said, lest the worst thing come upon you. That man been laying there in that bed for 38 years because of sin, Molly. The Lord told him, he said, buddy, your sins are forgiven. Sin no more. Don't tell me sin don't have consequences. Don't tell me God doesn't do right. God's right in everything He does, buddy. I'm going to tell you right now, the same God that gave Jezebel space to repent was right to say she repented not. My judgment's just. And in the hottest place of hell, you'll find Jezebel down there. And Jezebel will say, God is right. And everything He does, I'm going to disown myself. It's my fault. Amen.
Amen.
People in hell don't charge God foolishly, Carolyn. They know they reap what they sow.
That's right.
They know, buddy, God's right. Down in hell, buddy, they don't say, I know my rights. Down in hell, they say God was right and I was wrong. I've been in maximum security prison. You know what they say in there? They say, I'm doing my time because I've done the crime. Them men, I tell you what, they're not a bit bashful. I tell you, I've sinned. That's why I'm in prison. They say, I'm doing my time because I've done the crime. Amen. One of the things that I think a lot of people make a mistake of doing is living in denial. What that means is not willing to admit they've done wrong. Amen. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's repeated also in Proverbs 16 verse 25. You know what? I know they say it's right, but age says it's not right. I don't care what our president says. I don't worship Him. I don't pledge allegiance to Him. I pledge allegiance to God. I worship the Lord. God said it's wrong. And I'll tell you right now, He's supreme. And I want you to know, buddy, all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. And the Bible said, let every man be a liar, let God be true. And God said it's wrong. It's abomination in the sight of God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, God will do right. In the world, they just can't get it, Brother Melvin.
Yeah.
They're bound determined, like old James Dean. They said, was there a curse on his car? I tell you what James Dean's problem was. He was a rebel. He rebelled against authority. He drove that car too fast. They showed a picture of it, and I don't know how in the world anybody could live through it. There wasn't nothing left of the thing. But they said some man told him that he'd die that day, and he did. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I don't know all the story. I know one thing. There is a way it seems right to a man. And they say it's right. God says it ain't. They say it's legal. God says it's not. But I'll tell you one thing. What the end of it's going to be the way of death. Amen. Yeah, God will do right. The Bible says also in verse 41 of Acts 13, it says, behold, ye despisers, and wonder and perish. Why? Because you wouldn't in no wise believe though a man declared unto you. Preachers preach, try to warn people, and people say, well, that's the way you see it, preacher. But the way I see it's like this. Well, I'll tell you what, everybody's got opinions. They kind of like armpits. We've got a couple and they stink. And I got me some under-arm deodorant for Christmas, so mine shouldn't stink. Yeah, I should be good to go. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. Paul said, what saith the Scripture? When you go to the Word of God, and the Word of God says it's okay, then it's okay. But if the Word of God says it's not okay, no matter what you say, no matter how many laws you pass, no matter how much corruption you do to get that through, somehow or another slip it through they got these earmarks and stuff now, somehow slip this stuff through, and they know how to do it. Man, we got these career politicians now, for lack of better words, buddy. I mean, I'm not going to throw up the white flag, but I will tell you this, it's over. We're on the way down.
Amen.
Amen. We're on the way down financially. We're on the way down spiritually. We're more than financially bankrupt. We're spiritually bankrupt, and it's our own fault. We've dismantled. The Bible said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'll tell you what we can do. We can wait for the Lord to come and get us, take us out of this hell hole, and let this world get what they deserve. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll tell you right now, God will do right. Man, when I went to a maximum security prison, and they function on numbers. We got there just a little bit early. I mean, good grief, me and Grover Dean, Rock of Ages Prison Ministry, we drove up to Eastern Kentucky. I didn't realize it could be that far away, but we finally got there. We got there, and there ain't no way you can get there exactly on time, but we got there a little bit too early. While we was waiting for them to count all the inmates and get them ready, they put a video in for us to watch so we could sit there, you know, and wait for them to come and get us. And that video was about the son of Sam, David Beckeridge. David Beckeridge, I didn't know all of this, got home from the army, went to a bar, and when he went in that bar, two women come up alongside him and said, "You want to have a good time?" He said, "Sure." And was led like an ox to the slaughter out in the wilderness. He went out there to the wilderness with these two women. They had a satanic ritual going on, and they put a demon in him through that satanic ritual. And he said, "I left there that night from that event right there, demon-possessed," and he was. Nobody does things like what he done without being demon-possessed. I mean, nobody in their right mind does that. And he shot people point blank, no, it didn't matter who, without any regard, just like they're doing right now, demon-possessed. Give place to the devil. And here's what he'll do. He'll kill others through you, and then he'll kill you. Well, David got caught, got put in prison. While he's in prison, a man cut his throat from ear to ear. But another man slipped a little New Testament Bible underneath his jail cell door, and he hated that. Boy, who does he think he is putting a New Testament Bible underneath my jail cell door? And one day, for lack of better words, Molly, he opened that thing up. And just so happened, he opened it up to Psalms chapter 34. And he read verse number 6. And Psalms 34 verse number 6 said, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. And the Word of God found a lodging place in the heart of David Beckeridge." And he said, "Is it possible that God could forgive me?" And fell down on his knees and got gloriously saved. My mother said, "That's impossible." And I said, "That's true, Mama. With man it is, but with God not." And Sister Emmeline, he don't want to be paroled. He said, "I want to spend the rest of my life in prison, try to undo the wrongs I've done." He said, "I deserve to die." And I'll tell you what, they tried to parole him. He's turned it down. He said, "I don't want to be paroled." And he's a prison minister. He tells men there is hope, and that hope's in Jesus, Brother Leroy. And I saw that video, buddy, and I'll tell you what, I had a different idea about David Beckeridge and about God. Someone that I detested, someone that done the unthinkable. There was room at the cross for him. Amen. Yeah, God will do right, Carolyn. When David done right, David Beckeridge repented, said, "I'm sorry. Lord, would you forgive me? Would you save me?" And found God was more than able to forgive him of all them awful atrocities of killing people for no reason at all, just like they're doing today. Yeah, God will do right. Yeah, He will.
Amen.
I'll tell you what you do. You come to Him, try Him out. You read some verses there in the Bible like Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 where God says, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool." Man, that sounds like a reasonable God to me. He said, "Let's talk about it. Let's reason together," saith the Lord. That's pretty reasonable, ain't it? But the problem is what Jesus said in John 5:40. He said, "You will not come to me that you may have life." That's what the problem is. Will God do right? He sure will, Brother Melvin.
Amen.
He'll do right to all of those that come to Him. Matter of fact, He said, "All that come to me, I'll in no wise turn them away." Amen. Yeah, God will do right. Problem is, will you do right? Oh, Brother Eddie, I'm going to one of these days. Boy, it must make God sick. All the people that say, "One of these days I'm going to do right. One of these days I'm going to get my life straightened up. Man, I'm going to live for God." Listen, you couldn't straighten yourself up. If you could, Jesus wouldn't have went to the cross. I want to tell you right now, buddy, you need to come just like you are. Old song used to say, "Just as I am," without one plea. That's why you need to come to God. And I'll tell you what, if you will come that way, He'll do right. He'll abundantly pardon. There's mercy with Him. He loves you. But I will tell you one thing, and I'll be done right here. If you don't come to Him, if you do die in your sins, He'll do right again. He'll judge you guilty and deserving of hell. You'll hear the saddest words ever spoken through anyone's lips. You'll hear Him say, "Depart from me. I never knew you, you work of iniquity." Man, oh man, I hate anybody hear those words. Unfortunately, there's going to be a world of people, them Hollywood idiots, Man, Hugh Hefner just got married. Can you imagine that? I guess he got married in his pajamas. I don't know. Man, oh man, don't tell me God ain't good. Psalm just said in Psalms 34 verse 8, oh, taste and see that God is good. Yeah, God will do right. And I'm telling you what, He's gracious, loving, kind, merciful. Yeah, God will do right, Brother Melvin, when we do right.
Sure
will. But I'll tell you right now, if you do wrong, don't think you're going to think see anything good from the Lord. I'm telling you right now, buddy, you better get your mind straightened up. You better get all those thoughts, cast them away like dung, and realize this right here, God loves you. God longs for you to come to Him, that He could forgive you, that He could save you, that He could deliver you from the damnation of hell, from the judgment that's right upon you. Yeah, God will do right. Sure will. He wants to do right. If you'll let Him. And I'll tell you what, I don't care what they say is right. If this Bible says it's wrong,
Amen. It's
wrong. Amen. They go ahead and pass all the laws they want to and break all the laws they want to. And they go ahead and do all of the, what they call that, amendments they want to. Tell you what we better do, we better get back to the book.
Amen.
The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. Verse 14 says, for God will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Yeah, God will do right. You one better make sure you're doing right. Don't die like a fool. Don't die in your sins. Don't stand before God guilty. Why don't you do right? Why don't you come up here and say, Lord, I should have done this last year. This is a new year and I want to start it out right. Why don't you come up here tonight and get saved? Yeah, God will do right. He sure will. Lord, we thank You, Father, for the thought You give us for tonight. Lord, I have to admit, I believe I made a miserable mess, but I've done the best I could. I just pray that, Lord, You could take what's been said, dear Father, tonight, and by the help of the Holy Spirit of God, Lord, put it where it needs to be and put it in the perspective it needs to be in. And I pray, Lord, dear Father, tonight that, Lord, there could be some fruit come forth in this message. We ask that in Jesus' name. Help us in this invitation. Amen. Come, Brother Melvin, and give us a song. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. I didn't even really expect to get done this early. But I will tell you this. Brother, God's given you an opportunity, an invitation tonight. To do right. As a Christian, I think, buddy, anything other than right, sin. I'll tell you right now, I don't condone sin. God doesn't either. I'll tell you how God feels about sin. I know how many Christians that have met an early death because they wouldn't live for God. They wouldn't let God lead in their life. And God took them out. God will do right. Go ahead, Brother Mel.
Wonderful message, praise the Lord. Let's turn to 169. Room at the cross for you.
169.
The cross upon which Jesus died is the shepherd's
yes, it is. Amen.
And His grace so free is sufficient for me. And deep is the mountain as wide as the sea. There's room at the cross for you. There's room.
Yes, there is.
For you, the hand of my Savior is broken.
from Calvary to cleanse every stain.
There's
room at the cross for you.
There's
room at the cross for you. Millions have come. There's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Thank you, Brother Melvin. I love you tonight. Try to preach to you the Word of God. And I'll tell you right now, the God, the judge of all the earth, He will do right.
Amen.
He will in no wise pardon the guilty. No wise clear. You will be accountable. The Bible talks about the whole world be guilty before God in Romans chapter 3. God will do right. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart tonight, give you an opportunity. Say word if you've got one tonight. If not, we'll be dismissed. Thank you for coming. What you got, Sister Sharon?
I thank the Lord for helping us be here tonight. We all good health.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for that.
Bless you, Sister Sharon. God bless you. What you got there, Brother Melvin?
Well, I never noticed this.
Bless you.
You know, people wondered if we're going to be in a great tribulation or not. So I wondered myself, you know.
Bless you.
But I know Scripture says we're not appointed under wrath.
That's right.
But what a wonderful thing. If I can get it out, I can get full of spirit again.
Help yourself, there, brother. That's what it's all about.
I tell you what. He was going to spare the earth. They'd been 10.
That's right.
Or Sodom, come on.
That's right.
They wasn't 10, everybody spared.
That's right.
But if he's going to spare them 10, don't you think he's going to take us out of here before?
That's right.
Before he pours wrath in on
earth. That's right.
Well, that's one prescription there.
Amen. That's right. Old one to spare Sodom. They never made that possible. He had destroyed them. Just like he destroyed them in Noah's day and destroyed them in Lot's day, but he's fixing to do it again.
Amen.
Be a good time to think eternal thoughts. Be a good time to think about God's offer.
Yeah.
His offer is one of forgiveness, love, salvation. Turn that down, buddy, you deserve hell.
See, maybe. It makes a thief mad.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Christian
day. Man, I wish he'd come tonight, Molly.
Yeah. Be ready
with him. Woo! Get out of here, buddy. Leave this hellhole behind.
Amen.
I've had it up to here with rights. Man, I'm telling you, when they start calling wrongs right, I start thinking about heaven and getting out of here.
You get us out of here for the
rest of them. Amen.
I just want to thank you for saving me. I just can't thank you enough for what he does for me.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to clean house.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I just can't thank you enough.
Amen. You know what? I got saved. Just like what she said, I cleaned house. The Bible said in the book of Romans, make no provision for the flesh to fill lust thereof. I clean my refrigerator out. I clean my magazine rack out. I clean my movies and music out. I made no room for nothing else but the Lord.
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, buddy, we went over to Sister Gail's house before we come here to church tonight. Looked on her wall and there's a woman praying. Looked over on this other wall and there's a man praying. I said, oh, man, that's a way to have your house decorated. Amen. Man, that's a blessing to be over. I got to shut up. Who else tonight?
Okay. I love the Lord tonight, and I've done the house cleaning too.
Amen.
It's 2013. He's still there in my heart. And I was serious some years back, and I'm still serious today.
Amen.
And I'm going through.
Amen.
And I can't wait. And if he comes tonight, I'll be the happiest person on this earth.
Me too, sis. We're shouting all the way up. Amen.
Because there's something there. The blood.
Yeah.
Our Savior's there.
I'm telling you.
Why anyone would want to turn their back on Him? I don't understand that. He's done so much.
Amen.
So much. And still
doing. Amen. You're right.
Still
saving. Still forgiving.
He's coming back.
Yeah, He is.
And whether you're ready or not, He's coming.
Amen.
And I'm going to be there to greet you.
Amen.
I praise His holy name.
Amen. I seen little Skyler back there looking around while you was testifying there. Boy, ain't that good. A girl like that here, a good testimony like that. House of the Lord. Amen. And that's good. Amen. with all of it.
I haven't been led by no tombstone yet.
Me neither, brother. I ain't bought a gravesite. They offered us one when the daughter got killed and said, y'all want to buy one on each side of them. Kind of hope it won't be. I'd like to buy a house there. Amen.
Because this world gets too shaky for us to need something like that right now.
Hey, I tell you what, I done got 1 foot in heaven. I'm just trying to get the other one up there.
I believe she didn't put it.
It's close, yeah. Amen. Well, I'm done if y'all done. If anybody got anything on your heart, my dad used to say, one of them court sayings, I can't remember what it was now, it doesn't left my mind here, said something about like a, oh heck. Well, forget it. He used to say something, that courtroom they'd always say, I almost said it. I'll come close to saying it. I'll say it. It's kind of like I met someone over there and knew him all my life. Couldn't remember the name. Just sitting there, walked away from him. They got in the car, remembered the name, tried to run back, and he's gone. Almost said it. Anyway, forget it. It wasn't that important anyways. Anybody got anything else in your heart? If not, we'll be dismissed. All right. Thank you for coming. I love you. Don't hold against me telling you the truth. I will tell you this as your brother, as your friend. Don't think you can live a life of sin and go very far.
That's right.
Go out to the graveside out there and read the tombstone like Brother Melvin said, and you'll see otherwise. Amen. Brother Melvin, dismiss this word of prayer, brother.
Thank you, Lord. It's been the first night that the message has been brought to you. The message back.